Okay, good morning, class. Today, my lecture will be on Chaitasika. But before I explain the Chaitasika, let me roughly explain about the Chaitas, okay? In our common life, how Chaita arises, with which Chaita we live in our life, in our everyday life. So, to illustrate the meaning, I will give you diagrams. In common life, so that is body, okay? Body is matter. We have body and mind, or mind and matter. Matter, each person have 27 matters, but enumeration is 28, okay? Femininity is masculinity is particular. Therefore, enumeration matters 28, but according to individual 27. Be careful about that. Then mind. According to Vidama term, technical terms, Chaita and Chaitasika form to be mind. Mind. You should understand, if I use the word mind, it's a Chaita and Chaitasika together. Okay? Chaita and Chaitasika together. According to Vidama, Chaita, Chaitasika is classified. Chaita is only an awareness of an object. No emotion at all. Okay? Just awareness of an object, that is a Chaita. Chaita is a characteristic, only one. An awareness of an object, that is a Chaita. No emotion, no passion. Craving, emotion, feeling, hatred are Chaita seekers. So, might include both the Chaita and Chaita seekers. So in our daily life, mind can classify into two. According to the psychic order, I want to explain first avachana. How many avachanas do you know? Phyto adverting consciousness and mindo adverting consciousness, pancha dwara vachana and mano dwara vachana. Okay? Please memorize these technical terms. Okay? These technical terms are very important to understand. But I explain the meanings of the technical terms, different meanings. How many are vachanas? Two. After that, five vijnana, there's a ten. Then, sambandhichana, okay, let me short form. Two, santirana, three. In our daily life, these minds arise within us. After that, these are very important minds, kusala and akusala. Kusala is 8, akusala is 12. These kusalas, akusalas are called chavana. Yeah. Chavana literally means dynamic. Energy, with the energy, forceful mind, okay? energetic mind, this is a jhavana, is composed of karma. Kusala, akusala arises together with the chetana, leading the chetana, kusala, akusalas are called karma. Right. Therefore, in thought process, they are called jhavana. Jhavana literally means swift, very quick, with energy, dynamic. But sometimes to translate it is not so easy to have the correct meanings. Therefore, technical terms, jhavana is referring to kusala and akusala. Okay? Kusala and akusala. This is kusala with generosity. Kusala arises with the generosity and non-hatred, non-delusion, free from jealousy, stinginess, like that. Absence of evil state. That is a kusala. Akusala is with the craving, with attachment, with the hatred, with the delusion. All evil minds are kusala. They are dynamite. They become, they have energy and produce its effect with the help of the other conditions. They are called here jhavana. So here I give this 45 minds. In our daily life, these 45 minds rise within. We live our life with these 45 minds. No more. Okay? But these two, when kusala arises, akusala cannot arise. When akusala arises, kusala cannot arise. They are like a dark and light. They cannot exist together. They cannot arise simultaneously. Kusala and akusala. These are opposite. The others are not opposite. These, as you know, I'm sorry, here I must give Mahavipaka. Okay, 8. Mahavipaka 8. As you know, Mahavipaka, Sankirana, Sampadechana, Paivinyanas are result of previous karma. They arise depending on previous karma. They are the product of karma. Avachana too is neither kusala, kusala nor akusala, no result of karma. They are mere action, kriya. Okay? Mere action. Therefore, these chaitas are only initialization to initialize. Because of these, kusala akusala can arise. The help of them, kusala akusala arises. Like that, for example, I illustrated to clarify the meaning. When we drive a car, first we start, open to start. This first battery, okay? Then battery, engine started. After that, it drive. These are also like that, starting point of mind. Then kusala, akusala are like running. These are starting. Okay? So in our daily life, body and mind, the Buddha explained these nama rupa because to clarify there is no I. There is no our property. There is no mine, no property of us, to clarify it. To mention the meanings of another, no soul. Only phenomena rising, falling, depending on conditions. Okay, in our daily life, this body and one of the 45 miles, of 45 minutes, there is also one by one. Then, akusala, what has happened in it? Through akusala, when we perceive the object according to this order, according to this order, avachana arises, then saivinyana, then samaditana, then santirana. Okay? That's like a thought process, psychic order. Then asa chavana, akusala arises with the craving, with the hatred, with the delusion. What the akusala chaitas, beings perform self indulgence, hold, practice hedonism, self indulgence. Then all evil actions, killing, stealing, all evil actions and self indulgence, or enjoyment of sensual pleasure through akusala chaita. When akusala chaita performed as a javana, we have self indulgence, or we perform all evil actions accordingly. That is one way. The people and the world mostly going this way. Okay? They live their life with akusala chaitas mostly. Enjoying the sense of pleasure, doing evil action. Good persons only self-indulgence or enjoying sense of pleasure. Bad people's all evil actions. So when kusala chaita arises, there are three ways to perform this dana, sila, bhavana. Do you know the meanings of these Pali terms? Dana. Dana means offering. Sila means morality. Bhavana, mental culture or development. Okay? Dana means offering something to someone. Sila means good morality. Bhavana. Bhavana is two, as you know, samatha bhavana, vipassana bhavana. Okay? Samatha bhavana, vipassana bhavana. Through with the kusala chaitas, through kusala chaitas, we offer dana, we observe the sila, we practice meditation. At that time, we are noble person, good person. When akusala chaitas arises, we are evil person, not good person, according to their minds in our daily life. Within us, when kusala chaita arises, we are good person. We have a generosity, loving kindness, compassion. Therefore, we offer the dana, we observe the sila, we practice bhavana. Okay? Then, bhavana is a two. Samatha bhavana, vipassana bhavana. Samatha bhavana means mental calmness, or tranquility, to tranquility. It's a concentration, it's cultivated concentration, only concentration. Arising within us through meditation technique. We cultivate concentration. That is a samatha bhavana. Okay, samatha bhavana. That is a vipassana bhavana. Through samatha bhavana, we can attain two stages. This is a rupavacara jhana. I will give you rupavacara chaita as a 15. Okay? Arupavacara chaita is a 12. But I did not explain now. Only just to know. Rupavacara jhana, arupavacara jhana. According to jhana, rupavacara jhana is a 5. Arupavacara jhana is a 4. Through the technique of samatha meditation, first you can attain samatha jhana, rupavacara jhana. After that, you can attain arupavacara jhana. The Lord Buddha, when he was as a bodhisattva, under the guidance of Alara Kalama and Uraka Ramaphosa, through samatha technique, attained rupa jhana and arupa jhana. In this case, bodhisattva have teacher. This way is unknown. On those days, vipassana is unit of the Buddha's teachers. During Buddha's lifetime, vipassana was not known. Nobody explained vipassana. Okay? There is anybody who can explain vipassana. There is not anybody, any person who explained vipassana. Bodhisattva searching for Dharma at that time, he found only samatha. Alara Kalama Uddhaka Ramaphosa successfully practiced samatha with that. The highest level, Uddhaka Ramaphosa reached the highest level. The first, only Rama attained the highest level. Even Uddhaka Ramaphosa not attain this stage. Bodhisattva attained first. Therefore, they invite Bodhisattva to lead their sect, their schools. But Bodhisattva abandoned their route, refused their invitation and searching for own ways. Okay? Bhavana, samatha bhavana, we can attain rupavacara jhana and arupavacara jhana. Jhana is important to, according to vipassana samatha bhavana method, you can try. Abhidhamma explain rupavacara jhana, arupavacara jhana. Rupavacara chaita is 50, arupavacara chaita is 50. And Vedava will explain, okay? Then, when the Buddhas withdraw these attainments, he found his own way, that is vipassana. So, through vipassana, the Buddha attained and fast and fruition, Mega and Pala. Lokottara Chaita, Supramandi Chaita, Mega is 4, plus 4. In Chaita, I will give this Supramandi Chaita is 8. Okay? Mega. Mega is the unity of Eightfold Noble Path. The unity of Eightfold Noble Path are called Mecca. Not eight factors are called Mecca. The unity of Eightfold Noble Path are called Mecca. That is the name of unity. Samadhi, Samasankhama, Samavacha, Samangamana, Samajiva, Samavayama, Samasati, Samasmati. Okay? These eightfold composed of Mecca. They are working together. Through Mecca, this Mecca can eradicate all mental defilements. All kilesas are eradicated through Mecca. This stage can be attained through only vipassana. Vipassana means seeing conditioned things as a impermanent, as a suffering, as a no-so, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Okay? That is a vipassana. Passana means seeing. We meet in different way or special way, not common way. Everybody thinks, everybody who know, who absence of knowledge, dhamma knowledge, they think conditioned things are permanent, conditioned things are happiness, like that. But according to vipassana knowledge, all conditioned things are impermanent. So through vipassana knowledge, it can attain supramandi lokottara chaita. That is rupavachara chaita, that is arupavachara chaita, that is lokottara chaita. These are kamavachara chaita. All together, chaita is classified 89. So that 89 chaitas are classified. Now I explain only this one. These are not common. Through practice, it is can be attained. In our daily life, only these chaitas. You need to study about these rupavachara chaita and arupavachara chaita and lokottara chaitas, how to rise. Okay, now this I roughly explain. Then I want to explain chaitasika. Chaita alone never arises. Therefore, we should know chaitasika. Chaitasikas are very important in our life. Can't you see? Yes. That us mega and phala. Okay. Phala means fruition. Okay, supramandi chaitas. But I did not explain yet these. Only I roughly mentioned, but you can read. Okay? Time is not enough to explain. First, we should learn about the chaita completely. After that, chaitasika, then rupa. Then, how to relate to each other, we must study like that. Now, only we are collecting material. Cannot construct buildings. Only I explain this view. Teach us how to walk within us. Okay? You get the meaning? Okay. After that, I explain a chaitasika. You should notice chaita arises with the chaitasika. Chaita, some of chaita. Chaita and some of chaitasika are inseparable. They are rising together. Okay? Some of chaitasika. Chaita and some of chaitasika are inseparable. To clarify, and let me use diagram. Okay. But I'm afraid the back rows, the persons of back rows cannot see this one. Big gap. Okay. Okay, this is a cheta. Depending on cheta, cheta sika arises. I will give only number. Later I will explain. From 1 to 8, from 1 to 7. That is a cheta. These cheta associated with these cheta sika. When this cheta arises, seven chetasikas arises together, at least, as a minimum. That is the unit of cheta and chetasika. These are inseparable. The smallest unit, molecules of mind. Smallest unit. Okay? Cheta is one, chetasika is seven. After that, this is seven, I explain one by one. Then another, the third circle, these are six, okay? Altogether six, six type of chetasikas. 1 to 6. Inside first circle, cheta, in second circle, seven chetasikas. The third circle is six chetasikas. Can you see? Here is, I get a different numbers. 1 to 7. 1, 2, 6, okay? Then, this is one circle. That is akusala chetasikas 40. These numbers I will give later, okay? Then, be careful with this one. Sovana 24. These circles, 7 and 6. These chetasikas are both sides. Okay? This side or that side. Sovana means beauty. Beauty chetasikas. First, roughly, you should understand like that. How cheta and chetasikas associate. Be careful this one. When akusala cheta, chetasikas arises, seven and six arise together. Okay? They are both sides. They are both sides. When kusala or sovana chetasikas arises, this is a good, this is a bad. This is evil, that is a good. Okay? He's a evil, that is a good. Good and evil cannot exist together. Then, if you add this number, how, which number you get? Please try. 7, 6, 40. And 24? 50? The answer is 2. Which number? 7, 6, 40 and 51. Yeah, it's one is length. 35. Okay. Number is 35. Now how many numbers? 52 chetasikas. Okay? 52 chetasikas, and this way will be. So according to it, we should study Chaita Chaitasika Sahang Associate. Let us go to the point. First, I explain the meanings of Chaitasika. We use many Pali terms. Don't worry about that. Okay? You are learning Dhamma, so you have a lot of Pali terms. These Pali terms are technical terms to mention the natures of Dhamma. Actually, I think not all English terms are suitable for Dhamma. Sometimes lead to mistake or misunderstanding. Therefore, let me use Pali terms. Please try to understand these Pali terms. Okay? I will give you the literal meaning of these Pali terms. Chita Sika. Okay? You have Chita Sika. Chita means like a Chita, synonymous term. Chita, Chita, Vinyana, Mana are the same in the meaning. So, Chaita means Chaita, the same. Ika, that is the meaning arising on Chaita. So, definition we can get, when Chaita arises, there are mental states that depend on Chaita. Depend on Chaita. Those that have to occur depending on Chaita are called Chaitasika. Ika means occurrence depending on Chaita. Chaitasika, occurrence depending on Chaita. Chaita means Chaita, Ika means occurrence depending on. That is the meaning born of Chaitas. Okay? Born of Chaita. When Chaita arises, they arises. They are dependent on Chaita. Without Chaita, Chaitasika cannot arise. Can you get the meaning? Chaitasikas are born of Chaita. Okay? Without Chaita, Chaitasika cannot arise. So those that have to occur depending on Chaita are called Chaitasika. Chaitasika, depending on Chaita, the phenomena which arise depending on Chaita, they are called Chaitasika. So without a Chaita, Chaitasika never arises. You should understand like that. You should know this. Then all types of Chaitasika are able to rise only by depending on Chaita. Without a Chaita, they are not able to rise. Okay? Without Chaita, Chaitasika not able to rise. But Chaita arises without some of Chaitasika. That is the meaning. When Chaita arises, not all Chaitasikas arises with the Chaitasika. When Chaita arises, some of Chaitasikas arise together with the Chaita. Because our Chaitas are classified into 89. For example, when Akusala Chaitas arises, how many Akusala Chaitas? Do you remember? 12? 12 Akusala Chaitas, Lobha Mula Chaitas, 8, Dosa Mula Chaitas. Two. Moha Mula Chaita. Two. So, 12 Akusala Chaitas. When 12 Akusala Chaitas arises, possibly evil Akusala Chaitas, Chitasika is 40 and 7 and 6. How many will be? 20, 27. When Akusala Chaitas arises, one of 27 Chitasikas arises together with the Akusala Chaitas. Only 27, not 52. That is the meaning. So without the Chaita, they are not able to rise. But Chaita rises without some of the Chitasikas. When Chaita and Chitasikas associated with one another, they have four characteristics. How to say these Chaitasikas arises with associated with these Chaitas? In this way, we can know through four characteristics. The association Chaita and Chaitasikas must have the same base. Must be with the same object, towards the same object. Then, arising together, ceasing together. Okay? To clarify this, when I consciousness arises and I base, for example, I consciousness arises and I base. This is Chaita, when we have no I, it cannot arise. Therefore, I consciousness is based on I. Okay? So, on I based, when I consciousness arises, the seven Chaitasikas arises on I based, not other based. Therefore, Chaita and Chaitasika must be the same base. I consciousness towards visible object. These seven Chaitasika also towards visible object. Therefore, the same base, the same object. Do you understand? Okay? Must be the same base, the same object. Then, arising moment must be the same. Ceasing moment must be the same. Otherwise, they cannot say association. Associations must be four characteristics. Having the same face, towards the same object, arising the same moment, ceasing the same moment. That is called association. So they are, according to enumeration, they are eight. I consciousness one, Hasa, Vedana, like that, Chitasika are seven, altogether eight. But these eight are only one because of the same base towards the same object, rising together, sitting together. We can say, eight and one. Is that right? Eight and one, because all you see Chaita and Chaitasika all together, eight. Okay? Yeah. Like a coffee, three and one. All and one. This according to number, this is eight, but only one. Only one they perform. That is only one unit to perform as a mind. According to their function, they are different functions, therefore they are eight. According to characteristic, they are eight. But working together, therefore only one. Isn't that? Only one unit, they are grouping in one. But different natures. Chaitas have awareness or characteristic. Pasa is connected towards the object. Vedana, feeling. Sanya, perceiving. Okay? In this way. So let us, now you understand the four characteristics of association. Okay? To arise together, to pass away together, to have an equal effect, equal object. Okay? If it's wrong, you should get correct. Equal object and to have equal base. If a different base cannot be associated, if a different object cannot associate, for example, eye consciousness towards visible object, personal contact is how it cannot associate because of different object. Base are also different. Even they are rising together, ceasing together, cannot associate. That's the four characteristics to know how to associate Chaita and Chaitasika. Is it clear the meaning? Is there any person who not clear the meaning? I repeat again, association. Okay? Associations according to four characteristics. These eight dhammas must have the same base. Towards only one object. Arising the same moment, ceasing the same moment. According to this characteristic, they are called association. It's a difficulty to differentiate these dhammas because they are inseparable working together. If there's something lack, it cannot be said. Can you divide? Can you find how many atoms are composed to be water? There's two atoms, hydrogen and oxygen, to both water, H2O. If separated, there's no water. Mine also here at least eight. If you take out the something, there's no mine. Okay? So it cannot be called mine. So at least must be said eight. But also at least must be said. You cannot reduce eight to be seven or six. That is the smallest units of first circle and second circle. This is under call. Okay, let us go on to Chaitasika 52. Chaitasika is composed of 52 types. It is classified into three groups for me to understand this. Number one, Anyasamana. Anyasamana, let's have it right like that. Anyasamana. Anya means the other. Samana means common. Common to others. Anya samana, common to others. Within the circles, 1 to 6 and 1 to 7 and 1 to 6 are anya samana, all together 13. Okay? 7 and 6 are 30. They are called anya samana because they are similar to others. When they associate akusala, they become akusala. When they associate kusala, they become kusala. Okay? These anyasmana chetasikas are cannot be one side, they are both sides. So anyasmanas are 1 to 7 and 1 to 6 altogether 30. They are common to others. Then the other side, akusala 40. Then sovana is 25. Altogether 52. Anyasamana karu, akusala karu, sovana karu. It's classified into 3 to study easily. So anyasmana is 30. Anyasmana common to others. That is the meaning of anyasmana. Okay? Anya means others, smana means common. Common to others is classified into 2, universal and particular. 1 to 7 are universal. Okay? 1 to 7 are universal. They associate with all chaitas. They associate with all chaitas. Therefore, they are called universal. Sabba chaita sadharana, universal. 1 to 6 are particular. Let us study about the universal. The universal anyasmana that associated with all chaita is further subdivided into 7. I think you have a lecture notes. Page number 34. Isn't that? Okay, you should read the page number. Okay. So if so, it's very easy. No? I cannot I need not write on the whiteboard. Okay? So universal. What is the number 1? 2, 5? Pasa. Pasa. English translation, contact. Contact. Vedana. Second one, vedana, feeling. Number 3, third one, sanya. This, let me correct it. This sanya is must be like that. With the diacritic mark, sanya. Sanya means perception. Fourth one, chetana, chetana, fifth, ekagata with the long R. Chetana is volition. Ekagata, one-pointedness. Then number 6, jivita indriya, psychic life. Number 7, manasikara, attention. Altogether, 7. These 7 mental properties, chetasikas, are universal. They associate with all chetas. Whenever cheta arises, they arise together. So how to understand? They have a different functions, a different characteristic. Chaita arises towards the object. For example, we see visual object with our eyes. How many things are there? How many phenomena? Eye and visual object, 2. Okay? We see visual object with our eye. So, So who is we? Who is we? Only phenomena. Okay? So I and this red object, there are two. Then who sees? Who sees Nisa? Depending on I and this red object, I consciousness arises. Together with that, I consciousness universal. These seven universal chitta-sikas arises together. Only I consciousness cannot get the object. So they have these eight phenomena, different functions, one's chitta, the other's chitta-sika. Towards the different object, I consciousness aware that object. That is, it is only this function only. I consciousness aware this object. To aware this object is a help, need help of chitta-sikas. Through passa, I consciousness contact to the object. Without a passa, cannot contact. If there is no contact, I consciousness cannot aware the object. For example, our body, the whole body. Without the eye, we cannot see. Without the ear, we cannot hear. Without the nose, we cannot smell. There are different functions, different organs. Like that, asa, vedana, sanya, they are different, like organs of chitta. Okay? So, asa performed the function of contact to the object. Vedana enjoying the object, feels the object. Sanya perceived the object. Chetana accumulate. Chetana means accumulate or stimulate the object. Ekakata, all dhammas are towards only one object. Otherwise, maybe the only one target through ekakata. Jivitendriya means only protect these according to their lifespans. Manasikara is direct all phenomena towards only one object. Okay? They are working together. After that we say, I see. But these are only, these seven phenomena arises, at least seven phenomena arises within us. Whenever unconsciousness arises, these seven contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, psychic life, attention, associate with this unconsciousness. Arising together, ceasing together, having the same object, having the same base. Okay? We should know like that. So please study these particular six and akusalas 40, sovana chetasikas 25. Please try to memorize the name and numbers. For further studies, otherwise to explain will be very difficult for you all to understand also very difficult. Okay? So let me stop.